The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. But it's not Carl and Linda this morning. This morning it's Clark and Clark.
Good morning, everyone.
We're anxious to do a show this morning and catch up on all of the news in this new year. And so it's Trish Clark and Sharon Clark, and we're going to just be trying to entertain you for the next couple of hours. It's 51 degrees in downtown Reading. That's a little higher than it's been recently. We are overnight looking for a chance of showers. High today of 55. I can't see what I'm doing here. And a low of 46, so it's not going to change much. On Friday, we're looking for a 30% chance of rain, a high near 55, and a low of 40. On Saturday, a 40% chance of showers. On Saturday night, 20% chance of showers, a high on Saturday of 55, a low of 42. And on Sunday, a chance of rain, high of 53, a low of 43. Rain continues into next week. Rain likely clear into next Wednesday. So we're getting a soaking, but not a lot of, no big storm looking at us again for a few days, as we had a couple of days there where it rained and winded. It was really heavy. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This is our first time together in the new studio.
I know, and
I'm trying to get your jive in here, huh?
the new studio is a bit of a challenge for me because I don't have my security blanket. I can't get to Bob.
Yeah, and
good morning, Bob.
Good morning. I'm right here. Just two panes of glass between us.
I know.
And all your little sticky notes on the walls are gone.
Exactly. And so yeah, this is a challenge. And this is the first time I had to do it without Carl as well. So we'll see how this goes.
And if you want to give us a call, you can do so at 605-4567 or join us in the chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, if you have something you'd like to talk about this morning, please give us a call.
We'll just be hanging out. We have a guest at 7:30, which we're not exactly sure who that is, so we'll be pleasantly surprised.
So this morning, after I get done here, I'm going to go down and I'm going to get my real California driver's license.
Oh, the official one. Yeah, you have to take your birth certificate and stuff in this time, don't
well,
you?
Well, you have to have either your birth certificate, or we have to have your social security number or your social security card.
Okay.
You can take a passport. Will suffice for a birth certificate, prove that you're a citizen. And then you have to have something that's mailed to you at your address, like a utility bill or to prove that that's exactly where you do live. I just once again find it interesting that when they came up with this idea several years ago where they were going to require that anybody driving an automobile in California had to have a driver's license, even illegal aliens, and they knew they were illegal, but they were going to issue them a driver's license. And then at the same time, we have the law that is voter ID. When you get a driver's license, you automatically get registered to vote. And we said, gosh, don't you think that there's a possibility this is going to cause a problem? And maybe people who are illegal aliens are going to be driving, not only driving on our roads, confusing us with real citizens, and maybe they're going to vote. No.
What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly. So now I found it interesting. I was reading an article yesterday or the day before that several hundred thousand votes have now been accounted for that were, in fact, illegal aliens who had registered to vote. And I know that they undocumented residents or whatever they refer to them, but they're illegal aliens. Mm-hmm. They're in our country illegally, and they're aliens, and therefore that's what they are. And that's what I'm going to call them. But anyway, the numerous amount of votes that Hillary claimed that made her get the popular vote, a whole lot of them were from Los Angeles County, where they've now proven that a whole lot of those votes in Los Angeles County were not votes. They were illegal aliens. So isn't that interesting?
I know, and I find it interesting that they don't even ask you for ID.
No.
When you go to your polling place.
Oh, my goodness, no. You can't. You can cash a check, go to a theater, pick up something at the post office, you have to show ID. You show ID.
Get a tattoo, you have to show your ID.
You show your ID on a regular basis without even flinching. But somehow, if we ask people to show an ID if they vote, that's discriminatory.
To steer the country's future, you can be just any old buddy who says, oh, yeah, that's me on that list.
Yeah. So anyway, now all of us that are citizens, in order to not be confused with those people with California driver's license who are not citizens, mm-hmm. we now have to take it upon ourselves to go in and get another license. And it's not just that you have to make an appointment. You have to gather all this information. You have to go in and the people that already are here legally citizens, we now have to prove we're citizens. They don't have to prove they're not, you know.
That's interesting. And what's the deadline on this? Is it 22 or something? Or?
No, well, I think some airlines now, someone was saying, if you have to have a passport to get on, your driver's license isn't going to do it. So that's the first thing mm-hmm. that's going to impact you. Some of the other stuff, I just wanted to get ahead of it for one mm-hmm. thing. I really don't want any misunderstanding whether I'm a citizen or I'm not.
Right. Especially when you're carrying.
Well, exactly. And yeah. then you go to another state and is that a phony California driver's license or, yeah. So anyway, I find it interesting that once again, we've passed these stupid laws that take out all of their full impact on the citizens and not on.
Well, and I did my first traveling with my global entry pass to Panama over the holidays, and it was super amazing. Have you heard of global entry? It's like TSA pre-check, but global entry is like when you come back into the country, you bypass a lot of the customs and all of that. I mean, of course, they still scan your passport and everything, but they've already vetted you, and boy, was that amazing. I mean, when I came back from Europe a couple years ago, I'm like, how do I get in that line over there?
Yeah.
And so they do an interview with you in San Francisco. And so I have TSA PreCheck and Global Entry now. And so some of these vetting you a little bit better, especially for travel, is super amazing and worth it. But like this kind of thing.
But that's something you want
right,
to take
correct,
on yourself.
Correct.
And I'm going to do that next.
Yeah.
Before I go to Europe
trust
again, I want to
kind of thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But that's an effort that I want to do for my ease. They're putting this. I have to do this.
Right. And I think there's a deadline.
And I think it's not to 2022.
That's what I think. That's what I remember hearing. Like 2022, we all have to have. And so I've had a few people that I know.
Now it says a new federal requirement begins on October 1st, 2020.
Okay.
And that's the one to get on airlines.
Gotcha. Okay, so they're going to push it up from the 2022 if you're traveling.
Yeah,
I've had a few friends that have had their licenses expire, and they go in to renew them, and they weren't prepared to get that one.
Yes.
They didn't have the proper documentation, so then they just got the other one, but now they still have to go back. Because you don't carry that kind of stuff around with you.
Well, most people don't carry their passport around in your pocket. You don't carry. The other thing that I found interesting is I didn't know what the one stickler for me was something like a utility bill or something like that that's addressed to me at my house. I get all that online.
Me too. I was just thinking, when you said that, I'm thinking, what do I still have? I actually think the city of Reading sends me a bill, but it says, you know, it's on auto pay. But I do think I get like a paper copy. I think that's probably one of the only things. And then I get like, I get a ton of junk mail from some of these companies. I don't know if they count that.
Well, the way I read it, I didn't think any of that garbage that goes from my mailbox into my garbage can
would count.
Would count. I didn't think they'd take that. But I do still get the solid waste from the waste company. I'd get that bill. And I had forgotten that except that, because I was thinking, what am I going to take? Because I made this appointment like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
So that you're going today?
Yes, yeah. I'm going uh-huh. this morning so I can get, we'll update and see how long it takes me to accomplish this whole
now,
thing.
Now, will they take back your other ID so you don't, that's what always bugs me about some of this, is they take back your other one till you get that one. And then for however long it takes in the mail to get that one, you don't have one.
You got that temporary thing. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a real conversation. We're going to take a break, and we'll talk about that on the other side.
Stay tuned, everyone.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Love that song. Love that song. Bob does such good work with bringing the music in.
Yes, he does.
Welcome back. This is Trish Clark and Sharon Clark. And this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Jump into the chat room. www.kcnr1460.com or give us a call at
605-4567. And Bob, can I request Journey when we come back from the next break?
I'll see what I can find. A little wheel in the sky or maybe lights.
Yeah, I'm in the mood for a little Journey this morning.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, well, so anyway, to finish up the conversation about the driver's license, that it is a effective October of this year to get into any federal buildings or if you're going into a federal, if you're going to use identification to get any federal facility at all, you're going to have a real California driver's license. Now, in order to do that, again, you must make an appointment, or if you're going to get a driver's license renewed between now and then, go prepared with your passport and all this documentation so that you can, in fact, get a real driver's license as opposed to just having your driver's license renewed. And also be aware that they may well just let you go in and get your driver's license and may not mention one thing about this if you don't know about it.
So is this called Real? Or are you just calling it the Real one?
No, it's called the Real ID.
So Real ID. So is this now a fake ID?
That's what you got. You're now traveling like we did prior to the time we turned 21 with
a fake ID.
ID.
That's funny. They're calling it Real ID.
Well, it's called the Real ID Act.
That's funny.
Before you renew your driver's license or apply for a new one, you must choose between a Real ID and a federal non-compliant one.
So these are federal. Now, does every state have to do this? Or
No. Just California is the only one that's impacted by this right now because we're the only ones that decided to give illegal immigrants driver's licenses and let them vote.
Oh goodness.
So anyway, this is they call the Real ID Act.
So our old driver's license was like $10. What's this one?
This one now it is $36. I'm gonna have when I go in for my appointment today, I have to bring all these documents to them. I have to take my time and out of my busy schedule.
They're busy, very busy schedule. You're very busy, important, Trish.
Well, no, I'm just saying it just is such an irritation.
Well, and you know
that they
and
continue
not,
to impact not, we the citizens.
Yeah, and not to, like, diminish the amazing people that work at DMV, but they don't seem very happy to be there. I mean, it's not the funnest environment to go hang out in either. I mean, those folks there, I mean, the people there don't seem to be happy to be there. The people that work there don't seem to be happy to be there. You may need to go get a cocktail after that.
They do. But anyway, so you're going to pay an application fee of $36 for your real driver's license. And I already did mine isn't due to renew. I just don't want to play with the deadlines. I'm going to go ahead and get it done.
Yes, and you plus all the traveling you do across state lines and everything, it'll be good to have that.
It seems like to me to be the better idea to go ahead and finish it. Get on it right away.
So how were your holidays?
They were good. It's a kind of an amazing thing. The Christmas holidays with small children and when Rick was growing up and lots of family and stuff, I absolutely adored. Decorated mm-hmm. from one end of the house to the other. Everybody used to say they couldn't stand still very long or they'd get a bow on them. because I really, really was mm-hmm. into it. It's different now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a widow. I'm by myself. So, not so much.
You're thinking this is a lot of work to do for me to look at it for a few weeks and then take it all back down.
Yeah. So it got like three poinsettias and the Advent wreath and that was it.
Mm-hmm. I definitely did decorate, but I was a little bit behind. And then, I mean, sure enough, the day I decided to decorate, it was pouring rain. So I'm hauling everything into the house in the rain. And then the day I took everything down, it was raining again. So the universe did not cooperate with me on that. But, my daughter came to visit, and we had a nice time. And then, like I said, I went to Panama for a New Year's. Have you been to Panama?
I have not.
It was really interesting, and we went to see the Panama Canal and watched ships go through the locks, and super interesting.
When you're done with that, we have a caller on the line.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, and I highly recommend it. It was super, super interesting, so we can chat more about that as the show goes on.
Bob from Reading, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Bob.
Bob, yeah, you're
good
on.
Good morning, Trish.
Get on
good
that
morning.
Phone. Get on that phone,
anyway,
Bob.
Anyway, this bit with the license. Tell me something. We need a license to go into a public building, or not public, but federal building or state building. We need a license to drive. We need a license to get on an airplane. But we don't need an identification to vote in this state. How wrong is that?
They were just covering that.
Yeah, we talked about that in the first segment. I concur. It makes no sense whatsoever. None. I don't know what else to say. I mean,
turn your radio down, Bob. It's probably messing up your timing a bit.
Yeah, no.
You know, and the thing is you come up with this, because I've had friends that didn't believe what I had to tell them. They had to take a passport or a certified birth certificate to get their license, and then they had to go back, and they charge you the second time then.
Oh, they do?
To get you that second license if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, I've already gotten my driver's license renewed prior to the time this came up, and it doesn't need to be renewed now until, I think, 2025 or something like that. But I'm going, this morning, I made an appointment to go in. I'm going to pay my $36 over what I already paid for my driver's license to get the real ID. And you can either go in, now you can go in and just get an ID card, or you can get the driver's license.
And with that, Bob, we've got another caller on the line.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. And the other caller, good morning.
Kay, welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Hi.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, how are you, Chris?
I'm well.
Well, I don't know. I'm not feeling too well. I'm still suffering from smoke.
Yeah.
From the fires.
Lingering.
My understanding is that this isn't just for California, it's a national law.
Right, it's
a
homeland security thing.
It's a homeland security, but it specifically impacts us more than others because most states didn't.
They all have to do it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, a friend of mine went to another state, and she had to go through the whole same thing.
Yeah, this is everybody.
Oh, so all of the driver's licenses in all the United States are now
some states have not implemented it, and people from those states may have difficulty getting on aircraft unless they bring additional documentation. Oregon and Arizona, notably, are not currently participating in the Real ID program. This is going to be a mess.
Oklahoma.
Oh, wow. I was unaware of that. Thank you for that, Kay.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
I didn't realize that it was, I didn't realize that the other states didn't, their licenses are now no good either.
Right. It's going to be, and there's no great agreement. And part of it is aimed at this administration. But in Oregon, they are not current, because I'm about to get an Oregon driver's license. But I do have to show my birth certificate and all that because I'm transferring in from California.
Well, and that's, and I don't have an issue about if I'm going to get some kind of an ID, providing those documents if it's something that I want and I need for something I want to do. The fact that they issued all of these driver's licenses to a bunch of illegals and now they're confused with whether you're a citizen or not, and that has to be where they're going with this. Why else would it make a difference? If people that were not citizens did not have driver's licenses, this wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, and as it is, they do your thumbprint when you go in. At one point, they did verify all that information for us to get it in the first place. So, yeah, somehow they've lost track of people
And you still can get on an airplane with a passport.
Yeah. It's going to be a mess. One side effect has been if you've had to register a vehicle or conduct any business at the DMV in the last 6 months, it has been a nightmare. People have come back with stories of spending 4 and 5 hours sitting in those incredibly uncomfortable chairs because there's such a backlog of these ID requests, and they were not ready. Here's the great state of California, and they say, oh, well, we don't have enough people on staff. But they're paying people to do nothing. Yeah, that story came out a while back down there at DMV. And I know there's some hardworking people, but there's a lot of deadwood. But right now, DMV is it's like that movie with the animals in it, the sloth. Have you seen that movie? It's called Zootopia. If you get a chance, see it. It's allegedly a kid's film. There's a lot of adult stuff, naughty adult, but, things that only
adult
adults
humor.
Would get. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the punchline that they used in the trailer is the sloth who's occupying the booth at the DMV. Click.
Yeah.
Click.
Kay, are you still with us?
No, she rang off. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like to diminish the people that work for these different organizations because certainly there are some people who are involved in all of the federal agencies and all the state agencies and all the county and city offices who do a really good job at what they're doing. We will continually live with the Caltrans people. It takes three people to hold up the shovel and one to dig the hole and all of those stories that are out there.
Bureaucracies are a universal constant.
They are. And one of the reasons why I think that's a fact is because of the way we fund and the way we operate our government facilities. I think it's we just have a lot of dead weight, and we could streamline in a lot of places in most of those organizations. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with our guest at these messages.
And this one is for Sharon. Takes me back to my DJ days.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense, action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts. Cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center, Wind River Resort and Casino.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Are we supposed to come back now?
I was just enjoying the show.
We're all dancing. of amusing and decided maybe we should come on. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio, and this morning you've got, it's Thursday morning, so it's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark, and one with an E
and one without. We haven't done that yet, so we're enjoying our time here with you this morning, and we're joined in the studio now by Hillary Rogerson, and she is the drama director for the Reading School of Arts, and they're here to talk about their upcoming presentation, Mulan.
Well, thank you for having me, first off. I love coming here to the studio and promoting our stuff. Yeah, we have our annual production this year. It's Reading School of the Arts' 20th musical production, so it's an anniversary show, and it's my 10th production there at Reading School of the Arts, and I just found out the other day that it's actually the 20th anniversary of the cartoon Mulan that came out when Disney came out with the cartoon one, so it's very exciting. It's got some special little factors to it, but Mulan is a really fun and relevant show. I think it's a relevant show. It's a good message about seeing past the outer shell, you know, not judging a book by its cover. Mulan is a girl in ancient China, and they go in explaining what their station is and what is expected of them, and what's expected of a young girl at that time in China was to become a bride, and that's how you became important or valued or rose to your station. That was the highest station, and she felt like there was more, and she goes and the Huns invade China. Her father's called to the army. He's injured. She knows he's most likely to die in battle. So she sneaks out and disguises herself as a man at risk of death to go save her father's life, ends up saving her comrades and saving China. And people, it took saving China for people to realize a girl could do stuff.
Yeah. It's a very empowering
message.
It really is. I remember watching it with my daughter years ago. And it's a very, especially this time we're in right now, it's very very empowering.
It's very relevant. Mm-hmm. It's very relevant. And so it's been really fun for me. And as a woman who has daughters and, you know, I try to show my girls that it doesn't matter. You could do whatever you set your mind to, that kind of thing. I love stories like this. And then you get some really fun characters with Mushu the dragon, her sidekick, and her little cricket that are fun, and music that they'll recognize. And Disney always has that heartwarming, fun feeling that you just can't help but walk away with a smile on your face. Mm-hmm. So this is a family-friendly event. It's the junior production, so it's a little bit shorter. It's going to be about an hour and a half. It's at the David Marr Auditorium on Eureka Way, or UPREP, or NOVA, whatever people call that building.
Yes,
whatever you want to call it.
Many, many names.
The building of many names. It is, we open next week, the 18th and 19th, and we have the following weekend, the 25th and the 26th, and it really is going to be such a fun experience. There's about 100 kids involved.
They're going to ask. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
there's
wonderful.
Age groups.
11 through 14. And when you watch the show, you will not believe it's 11 through 14 year olds. Everyone, every year when we do a show, we hold them to a pretty high standard and they're able to deliver. Another thing I love about this Mulan story, it's that work hard and achieve kind of thing. And these kids, we set that bar high and they achieve it. So these 11 through 14 year olds, they play the live music for the show, which is really unique.
Wow.
Not even every show in town is able to do that, whether it's adults or not. We have our students that design and create and run the set changes and pull the ropes and run the spotlights. And then our students on stage, it's like, it's a really student run production. Reading School of the Arts has 5 elective classes, choir, dance, drama, orchestra, and the set design class. So it's 5 art classes that they offer at their school that collaborate to make this production. And it's really incredible. And it's really inspiring to watch. I think it gives hope. When you see all these young kids doing something, you're like, there's brightness in our future. There is hope in our future.
I think that's true. I think sometimes we tend to get down on every generation gets down on the generation below. These kids aren't worth anything. They aren't growing up. They aren't, all of that, and then you see this, and it really does give you hope that the people that are going to be running this country in the future, there's a lot of good stuff there.
And we really have such a talented group of young people in Shasta County.
We truly do.
When you know, Kids Unlimited was happening, and you know, a lot of our productions, when you start dialing it down, and the beautiful singers and dancers, and we, and unfortunately, there's not always a place to showcase all of this talent. So this is a great. So is this something they audition for the parts?
They do audition for the parts. Yeah, it's a process. And this year was different because we came off of the car fire when we came into the school year, and our auditions are normally within the first 2 weeks of school, but you know, that was such a traumatic experience that we kind of held off because auditioning is a very vulnerable thing to do. And we wanted to make sure that everyone felt safe, everyone felt secure, and everyone felt prepared. And so we took a little bit longer. And watching these kids who had just come off this summer of unsurety and just that trauma that they mm-hmm. had gone through, watching this ground them, actually doing something like this began to ground them and remind them that they can do hard things, that they are strong, that they can be brave. And mm-hmm. It's been really an exciting and cool experience.
You know, and while we need to grieve when we have those bad things in our life, I think you're right that at some point, and sometimes sooner rather than later, we need to put that assurance back in that those things happen in life, bad things happen, but you have to pick yourself up, get back on the horse, so to speak.
Get back on the horse mm-hmm. and keep going and moving forward.
And keep going, and rather than dwell in the, you know, how bad it was, because it certainly was bad.
It was,
yeah. But we have to realize that that is life, and bad things happen in life, and we need to move forward.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay to enjoy things again. It's okay to take joy in those things. So it's been a really unique and exciting year, and I am so thrilled. I can't wait for people to see it. The costumes are incredible and beautiful. Our sets are just fun and again, beautiful, and watching that big team of people when they collaborate, much like Shasta Strong. I feel I'm such a big proponent for collaboration. What we all make each other stronger. And so watching this group of kids do this is just
great. It kind of gives you like goosebumps.
It does.
Yeah, to think of all these young people that put all this time and energy into such a wonderful thing.
Okay, so we have 6 shows to choose from. We're on Friday, January 18th at 7 p.m., on Saturday, January 19th at 2 and 7. On Friday, January 25th, so it's 2 weekends, 2 mm-hmm. Friday and Saturdays, January 25th at 7, and then Saturday, January 26th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Where do they get their tickets?
They get them at Reading School of the Arts school website, which is rsarts.org. If you just Google Reading School of the Arts, their homepage, there's a banner that you click on, and the tickets are 8 and 12. If you get them early, it is assigned seating. So if you get them early, it's 8 and 12. If you get them at the door, it goes up 9 and 13. But I encourage everyone to bring their children, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, cousins, because it's such a fun family event. And afterwards, they get to meet the characters. So it's like a little mini Disneyland experience where they get to look at these kids. And it's good for these kids to have that experience, too, because all that work they put into it. And then to have little kids look at you like you're just this movie star, that does something for them. It's really special. So bring everyone.
That's exciting. And again, supporting our local young people. And where do the funds go for the show?
Back into the program. Okay. But we have donated. We use the funds that we get to continue the program. It's perpetuating the program. However, when we do have years of profit, we donate a lot of money to students who are trying to get outside interests, music or arts experience mm-hmm. that can't afford it, or we buy instruments for the school, or when our school was getting a piano lab, we donated $10,000 to that. So we continue to try to invest back into our arts education mm-hmm. because it is vital. Arts education is so vital
in our
community.
And you know, Hillary, you're totally right. You know, when we grew up, regular public school, mm-hmm. you know, we had music, you know, could learn an instrument. I learned the flute. You know, mm-hmm. you had art class and different things. And a lot of schools now have lost the funding for that.
Yeah.
They don't really have even PE. I mean, you know, we've just a lot of these areas when you have students that thrive with that artistic side to them, that's not nurtured,
right.
Unfortunately, in some school settings because they just don't have the funding. So your school is great that, you know, this is where you can tap into these young children with that aspire that. Not everyone's a mathematician or an athlete. You mm-hmm. know, you want to encourage your actors and your singers and, you know, your artists and all of that side of young children. And, again, feeding that side of them keeps them from, you know,
absolutely.
Getting into other trouble. I always thought that with my children. The busier you are,
yep.
the less time you have to do things you shouldn't be doing.
I think that's the key.
Well, we keep these kids real busy.
Get them off the game console, you know, yeah. get them doing design work. And again, the collaboration of them working together, the people on the stage respecting the people behind the scenes that allow them to shine where they shine and vice
right.
versa.
And we stress that about how, you know, it doesn't take just, you couldn't have a Mulan show with just Mulan. You couldn't mm-hmm. have a Mulan show just with the dancers. Or if the kids were playing the music and no one's singing, where's that? And if we didn't have the sets, I mean, it all balances mm-hmm. out and mm-hmm. we need each other.
Probably no better example of cooperation and putting something together than any kind of a stage production. Because even that lighting person or the audio thing, it takes, if any of that doesn't work, doesn't matter what the rest of the show, the other 99% is doing, it's not a success if all the pieces don't come together.
Right, and I get a lot of credit being the director where people say, oh, you do such a good job, and I think, this is all in my head. If I didn't have all of these people, you know, if the kids didn't do what they were supposed to do, or my volunteers, who I have amazing volunteers who have just been working miracles this last season, but if they weren't able to do it, it just would remain an idea in my head. It doesn't matter. And I can only show you so much. You have to do this part to make it really shine. So I end up getting a lot of credit for a lot of people's hard work.
Thanks so much, Hillary, for coming in. And we so appreciate it, and remind you that these shows are coming up on January 18th and January 18th and 19th and January 25th and 26th. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Hillary, so much.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I will never pass for a perfect bride or a perfect daughter. Can it be? I'm not meant to play this part. Now I see that if I were truly to be myself.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600, license number 0D09479.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself,
so we could just play music this morning because you're doing a really good job.
I don't think
job.
Our license quite covers that. Oh, boy, what, one of the greats.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. You can give us a call if you'd like to chat with us at 605-456-4567. And we have Nick on the phone.
Morning, Clark and Clark.
Good morning, good morning, Nick.
Hey, listen, I am proud to announce that Sunday morning from 10 till 12 on Sovereign Minds, I will be hosting Jimmy, who is a constant contributor to the show, calling in with comments and on the board here. He's going to be my co-host, and as our guest is going to be Dale Ball, who started Shasta Support Services. And they have cleaned up hundreds and hundreds of tons behind the homeless. The gist of our show is going to be Cures for the Homeless Problem in Reading. And the reason we're going with that subject is we don't feel that the city of Reading nor the supervisors are representing the thoughts and the wills of the people as far as the homeless go. And I'm encouraging everyone to listen to this show and call in. We want your ideas. We want to know if you're satisfied with the way the city of Reading is handling the homeless problem, and if you've got some ideas. So that's Sovereign Minds Sunday from 10 till 12.
Good. Wonderful. Looking forward to it, Nick.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, too. I am going to email our city councilors and our supervisors and encourage them to listen in and listen to the public's ideas and opinions, and whether they're satisfied or dissatisfied with the way things are going. It seems to me that they don't even hear the thoughts that we have. I'm around town all day, every day, and, you know, people aren't satisfied. I don't think outlawing warming fires and outlawing camping on public property after dark is going to cure the homeless mess that's created. And it's not just garbage. It's a health issue. And, you know, we need to have a forum to express our opinions. I've gone up in front of the city council numerous times, and they just look at you like a deep. Thank you, Mr. Gardner. Your 3 minutes is done. Like, you know, it was a chore to give me 3 minutes.
Well, yeah. And I think a lot of times, Nick, to your point, a lot of everyday citizens have great ideas and a lot of thinking that maybe hasn't been discussed. So that'll give people a chance to kind of think out of the box and brainstorm some ideas, and hopefully they're heard by our leaders, our elected officials.
And hopefully not just use it to for an opportunity to criticize what the city or the county has done. There's certainly room for all of that, but use it as an opportunity to come up with ideas that are better than and that will really make a difference.
I want it to be a positive forum, not a negative one.
Perfect.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right,
awesome.
Nick. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Thank you. So just shortly, just before we got a call a while back, we were talking about something that you were doing in Panama.
I was watching the ships go through the locks.
Okay,
You know, what's interesting about any type of traveling that I do is I'm much more interested in history when I'm standing there in front of it. I love going through museums. I love, you know, architecture. But I'm just not about reading history in books. That's just not my forte. I loved Rome. I loved Italy. I mean, I've loved Greece, but I much prefer be on the soil and be looking at the stuff.
I generally find that once I do something, then I tend to come back and will read books to explain, enlighten more of what I saw. Mm-hmm. Because once you've actually seen these different things, then the history of all of that becomes a whole lot more relevant.
Yes.
And you can really identify and watch the different documentaries. I'm not much one for, like, the History Channel.
Right.
I have a hard time with doing that.
Right.
However, once I've been to Normandy or I've been to different places, then reading the history of it becomes a whole lot more relevant, and I can really get into the history that my husband used to love the History Channel.
Yeah, and, you know, I remember learning about the Panama Canal. I mean, probably in, you know, middle school or grammar school. But being there, and so not only did we go out to the visitors center there and watch ship go through the locks. But we also went on a boat ride out into the lake, and I don't know the name of the lake that basically they flooded to make this canal happen. You know, it's like the Europeans tried to dig it out, and it kept falling in on itself, and the United States went over there and said, let's just flood the sucker, and well, now we've got to get the ships over this hump, right? And so there comes the Panama Canal. But we went out on a boat, and there's a floating lodge out in this lake in one of these little coves, and you can spend the night out there. And so a group of us went out and got to stay on this floating lodge, compost toilets. We went on a fishing excursion from there. You could go kayaking from there. We did like a nighttime jungle cruise out to see what wildlife was out. We saw a capybara, which is the largest rodent. They look like little dogs. It's kind of a weird. And it's interesting, you know, all of these students run this floating lodge. They're all, you know, traveling the world and doing this for a season or something. And the gal that was leading our little tour was British, really cute gal, and taking us out to look at all of the wildlife and everything. But, you know, when they separated North America and Central America to create the Panama Canal, the wildlife is just a few miles apart. But how different. You know, one side of the canal, the land mass, you have monkeys and capybara and snakes and all these different species. And then the other side, you have deer and, you know, and so it's really interesting what happened when that was done. And she was pointing out like a lot of the different trees and wildlife. It reminds me a lot of Puerto Rico, just the kind of Latin America feel and humidity and great food and great culture and great people, and it was really beautiful, and it was great to get out of, you know, the cold. It was 90 degrees, and, you know, and again, we didn't really get our summertime. We didn't get some fun outdoor boating time.
Well, we had summertime, but we couldn't do anything.
We couldn't do anything.
We were smoked
right.
in.
And again, gosh, you know, there's people that had things way worse, and we're so glad our community survived everything. But at the end of the day, it's so nice to be able to be outside, and I'm such an active person in the summertime that I kind of felt like we got. But even this gal from Britain who is traveling the U.S., you know, when I said I was from Northern California, she'd heard of the fires, asked me if I was from that area. You know, it's made so much national news. People are very,
absolutely,
very informed on that. But I would highly recommend it. I mean, I had such a blast, and the canal was just of course, I'm watching, you know, these huge ships come in. By the way, there's like two yachts and a huge cargo. It had like a bunch of cars on it, and it cost $500,000 to $800,000 to get through the Panama Canal. They run about 8 to 10 ships a day, and it takes 3 months off of their journey to go through the canal. So, and Jimmy Carter returned the control of the Panama Canal to the Panamanians back in 1977 with the stipulation that should there be any threat to it, that our military presence will come back and we will defend it because it is in our interest to have that secured space. But they've done an amazing job of taking it over. They officially took it over 100% control in 1999, and they've actually built another lane for even larger ships, so they've expanded to it. And by the way, the other thing I didn't know, Trish, is that when ships come through there, a Panamanian captain takes control of every ship and drives it through the canal. So they have to relinquish control of their ship. And apparently that job of being a Panamanian captain, so to speak, is what they call it, is one of the best jobs because you just get in the boat, drive it through the canal, turn it back over, and you're done for the day.
Wow.
So there's a little history lesson on what I like.
And I think that's fascinating. And I've not done that trip. I have some friends who have. And they never talked about a lot of the stuff that you did. They mostly talked just about the process of going through there, but that's the island and all that. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was super interesting, and just the canal is constantly, that the soil is constantly falling in, so it's alive and working all the time. They have created machinery that goes into that bay and sucks out all that sediment. I mean, it's a constant work in progress. I mean, they didn't just build it and they maintenance it a little bit. It's constantly trying to close the way that the sediment and the land masses are. So they have to constantly be working on it.
That's interesting. Yeah. And you would have thought that they would have come up with some kind of stuff that they could put on the sides to keep it from coming mm-hmm. in. What do they call it? Rippage or...
Riprap.
Riprap. Mm-hmm. I knew there was...
Yeah.
Riprap. Because they have to do that in places along like Cottonwood Creek mm-hmm. and the Sacramento River and all those places to keep them from just corroding continually. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages and the news.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is hanging tough, vowing his border wall will be built one way or the other.
I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency. The lawyers have so advised me. I'm not prepared to do that yet. But if I have to, I will.
The president says it's an option if his negotiations with congressional Democrats go nowhere. The latest round of talks with Democratic leaders ending after less than 15 minutes, with each side accusing the other of refusing to bargain in good faith. The president spoke this morning outside the White House as he prepared to head to the Rio Grande Valley of Texas and a visit to the southern border. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin goes to Capitol Hill today. He'll be briefing lawmakers on plans to ease sanctions on businesses linked to a Russian oligarch.
The closed-door briefing comes after the heads of more than a half dozen House committees expressed concerns over plans to ease sanctions against companies linked to Oleg Deripaska. Deripaska has close ties with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he's reported to have been a business associate of Paul Manafort.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. America's top diplomat says there has been a positive shift in U.S. Middle East policy since President Trump took office.
In just 24 months, actually less than 2 years, the United States under President Trump has reasserted its traditional role as a force for good in this region. We've learned from our mistakes.
Secretary of State Pompeo delivering a major foreign policy address in Cairo earlier today. Retailers among the biggest losers this morning on Wall Street. The slump comes after two big retailers, Macy's and Kohl's, reported weaker than expected holiday sales. Right now, the Dow is down by about 8 points. The blue chips at 23,870. The S&P off 4 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index down 3. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
British lawmakers have dealt Prime Minister Theresa May her second defeat in as many days, battles over the government's Brexit plans.
The House of Commons voted for a motion that says if Parliament rejects the divorce deal May has agreed with the European Union, the government must come up with a plan B within 3 days. The government previously had 21 days to report back to Parliament. Lawmakers are due to vote on May's deal and look likely to reject it. Earlier, lawmakers voted to put curbs on the government's ability to spend taxes on no-deal measures. Karen Chamas, London.
The U.S. and China giving no indication of their next step after wrapping up 3 days of talks aimed at resolving a tariff fight that threatens to chill global growth. The two sides will maintain close contact, according to China's Ministry of Commerce, but they've announced no agreements or date for meeting again during a 90-day truce that was declared by Presidents Trump and Xi on December 1st in their tariff fight. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Food and Drug Administration says it's had to stop routine food inspections because of the partial government shutdown, but some inspectors will be called back to work next week.
FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says he's working to bring back about 150 employees to inspect potentially risky items, things like cheese, produce, and baby formula. He says all imported foods are being inspected, but some routine food inspections will have to go by the wayside, things like crackers and other non-risky packaged goods. The Department of Agriculture, which handles meat and poultry inspections, says 89% of its food safety workers are still on the job. But health advocates worry if the shutdown drags on that food inspections could be curtailed, putting consumers at risk. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Los Angeles Teachers Union postponing the start of a strike until Monday. The teachers had been considering a walkout starting today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is indeed Free Fire Radio, but it's Thursday, and so instead of Linda and Carl, it is Clark and Clark.
Good morning.
And we're enjoying the morning so far. It's 52 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 55, a low of 43, and a chance of showers, and then partly sunny. Friday, chance of rain, high of 55 and a low of 43. On Saturday, a high of 55 and a low of 42. All week long, we're looking for showers, and I find it interesting. Last week we were looking at heavy rain, and boy, did we get it. Their indication now is a chance of showers, a slight chance of showers, chance of rain. So we're going to kind of just be coming in and out and getting some of that good soaking stuff, I think, though, that gives us a chance to soak into the mountains and maybe just have a wet patch here, but not really get pouring rain. Pouring rain doesn't do us any good. It's causing some mudslides. I noticed they've got some stuff going over in Trinity County with some road closures again, and I don't guess we'll ever get beyond that. No matter how much work we do on those roads over there, they're just going to continue to fall apart and have mudslides when it rains this hard. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. We invite you, if you have a call or you'd like to talk to about something this morning, where you've got just Sharon and I, we have no guests the rest of this hour. So you can give us a call at 605-4567. We'd love to have your comments. And we have a call right now. Nick is going to tell us something different.
I sure
morning.
Am.
And good morning,
for
Nick.
The opportunity to talk to you again. I wanted to point out an example of history being rewritten by a statement that Sharon made about
Uh-oh.
The Panama Canal. No, this isn't criticism towards Sharon. She said that Jimmy Carter gave the canal back to Panama during his presidency. And as a matter of fact, Panama never had a canal. The French started the Panama Canal, and they went bankrupt. And we bought them out, and we built the canal. And I just think it's hilarious. I saw a Panamanian on TV after they got it, and he said, "We feel whole again. We got our canal back." They never had a canal.
And the, Chinese are running it.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
The Chinese are running it.
Yeah, I remember Ronald Reagan. He said if he was president, he would send troops down to defend our canal. So that's just another example of history being rewritten.
Thank you for the clarification, Nick.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good day.
Picky. Have a good day.
No, but I do think that's one of my big regrets is that we are no longer, in fact, teaching our children history in school. And in fact, they're rewriting the history books and leaving out the important parts. I remember a discussion I had with one of my grandchildren about something that happened during one of the wars. And I said, well, that's not how that happened. That wasn't when he said, oh, no, my grandma, he showed me in the history book. And I went, well, doggone. So they really are rewriting our history, and then they're choosing not to teach it from, I think they've decided that they're only going to teach American history starting after World War II.
Wow.
Wow. So that kind of lets out pretty much everything that we need to know to have a reasoning behind our Constitution and what we who we are and how we got mm-hmm. here, and if we don't teach that to our children.
And some of it was amazing, and some of it wasn't so great, but it is who we are, and it is how we got here, and our kids need to know all of it.
And we should, and we can't change it to make it politically correct.
Right.
It is what it is. We can certainly get into a discussion. We don't probably want to about all of these things about tearing down statues and changing flags and getting rid of these symbols and all of that. And that to me is just absolutely so incorrect, inappropriate, and we're just, you can't change what it was. Okay, so maybe it turns out that the guy in retrospect was a really bad person or what have you. He still was the president, or he still was the general, and he was still, we can't change that, and we need to start to learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
But history is what history is.
Yeah, if you keep putting lipstick on the pig, you know, pretty soon, you know, you forgot what it looked like.
Exactly. So, okay, so we have 15 new California laws.
Oh, great.
Way more than that. But these are just 15 that are going to probably impact most all of us. I found the first one really interesting. You know, the toll roads, they just continue to raise the price on that. So they voted in a new bridge tolls in the Bay Area. And every year for the next three, up to and including 2025, the road tolls will go up $1 per year on all the bridges.
Well, it's the push everybody into mass transportation, also known as soft targets for terrorists.
Exactly. And it's to fund a $4.5 billion project in traffic and public transportation improvements. So that's the first one
What better way to spread the next major influenza outbreak than to cram everybody tightly into little metal tubes?
Exactly. And if you public transportation, that's a whole other subject, but it works really, really well in large areas where there's no parking available. It's never going to work in so many parts of the state of California, like Northern California, and that's why good argument for why we need to be the state of Jefferson.
By definition, we are squatting on whoever's on the public's lands. By definition, rural people. There's a hatred of rural people now.
There absolutely is. That's why we need to make our own state so we won't be so bad. Okay, now here's another one that I really like, and that is that, you know, it used to be the smog thing in California was every other year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Assembly Bill 1274. Owners of cars 8 model years old or less will not need a smog check. That makes sense. But owners of cars that are 7 or 8 model years old will pay an annual fee under this bill of $25 in addition to getting your smog check.
Every other year still?
No, every year.
So every year you get a smog check.
Well, it says we'll pay the fee every year, whether we have to get the smog check every year or not. I don't
what
know.
What a sweetheart deal for the auto dealers.
I was just
wonder
say.
What lobbyist was in the middle of that one.
Yeah. Okay, so then this bill with the legislature passed in 2016 becomes effective, and it requires car dealers to provide temporary license plates. So this makes it harder for drivers with temporary plates to evade tolls or parking fees. Counterfeiting a temporary license plate is now a felony. So right back to nobody's going to get away with anything.
Okay, let me get this straight. You can steal $900 worth of stuff out of Walmart, and that's a parking ticket. But fiddle with your paper plate, and you go off to the hoosegow.
There you go.
And I mean, I loved getting my new car. So they don't have dealer plates anymore. You won't drive off with like.
They will give you a dealer's. You'll have to have a temporary license plate instead of just that.
It's
thing in the window.
Crown Motors or whatever. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, this is Senate Bill 1046. This is another bill that was passed in 2016. It requires repeat offenders or drivers who cause injury convicted of drunk driving to install in their car an ignition interlock device, which is a breathalyzer-style device that prevents the car from starting if that person has been drinking. So this is anybody who is a repeat offender, or if you have a DUI which causes injury, or you're convicted of drunk driving, you have to install this breathalyzer.
And I'll tell you, I have an acquaintance who got a DUI, And I think there's also something in there when over a certain amount, you automatically have to get it too. And so she had to get one, and the, which is totally I agree with, but the calibration of that, you have to have it read and calibrated. And those folks make a ton of money on that because you have to go in every so often. If you miss, like, it'll randomly ask you to blow too. So you could be driving down I-5. It beeps. You have 2 minutes to blow into it. Well, obviously, you can't safely do that. So if you miss a blow, you've immediately got to take it in and have that verified.
And for a small fee.
And in the middle of all of this, her daughter is doing, you know, got her permit. So, and then her daughter gets her license, and she goes, and I don't want my daughter driving my car because I don't want my, you know, 16-year-old trying to do this blower in the middle of, you know, traffic. So, I mean, it was just an interesting way to look at it, you know, and I don't disagree with it, but it's like the other side of all of this is there's always someone on the back end kind of making some money on that. Lots of people just give up their license because that blower thing is just, I mean, not to mention all the other fees. And again, I don't disagree with having to go to classes and things like that, but that calibrating that thing is just a huge moneymaker.
I hadn't thought about that, but most generally when we try so hard to control people's behavior by passing laws,
social engineering,
it just doesn't work very well. You cannot legislate morality. You can't pass enough laws to make people who are not going to obey laws mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you get the reference, Atlas's shoulders are getting very itchy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Good time to go and watch Ayn Rand again. The movies are there, and it's Atlas Shrugged.
And Netflix has them all. And so does Amazon.
Yes, and we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
For 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
The Backhoe and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backhoe and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your Monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Smokers, is it your New Year's resolution to quit smoking this year? Have you considered vaping as an alternative? If you have questions about vaping, go see the folks at NorCal Vape, Reading's vaping experts. For over 5 years, NorCal Vape has been your premier vape shop and lounge, located at 1700 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading. NorCal Vape provides you with the best customer service and product knowledge. They specialize in going above and beyond for you. They treat their customers like family. They will walk you through every step of the process. NorCal Vape, located in downtown Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Is it legal to play this song anymore with the, you know, am I going to get Me Too'd for playing this song?
No, no, it's all good. It's all good. This is not a politically correct hour. We're all good here.
The rules are so complicated.
I know, and I choose to ignore them. I choose not to be politically correct.
Do you ladies wonder why a lot of men in my bracket have simply put up the shell and just turtled up?
Well, you can't even give a compliment anymore, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's true. I just as a side note, I spent New Year's Eve and a couple of 3 days before New Year's in San Francisco, and with a group of girlfriends, and you can take that any place you want to, but we had a great time. but what I'm saying is that, you know, San Francisco, a part of that city is the old city, and there's still a lot of that there and a lot of the old establishments in that. And then, unfortunately, there's this new layer of that new, all of the issues that they have, which we didn't really get impacted too much by that because we were not in those areas. But there's a whole atmosphere of the younger people that want to take away from that gentleness and beauty that was San Francisco. There's still the older kind of, if you know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. It's just San Francisco was the city. It was the place to go to dress up and wear gloves and heels and the proper place. And they still have those establishments in the genteel, beautiful parts of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And it was fun to kind of see that.
Well, they have such a talk about homeless problem and defecating in the streets. And, I mean, when I was there the last time, I ran into a mother and daughter, and the daughter was like 15, and they were from I don't know, Nevada, Oregon or something. And her birthday present had been she wanted to go see San Francisco. And they were like literally the first day there accosted on the street by a homeless person and like physically touched. And the daughter, they had been like nervous to go out after that. It had been like 4 or 5 days. And the mom just said, you know, it ruined their whole time. You know, they didn't feel safe there. And there's been a couple conferences that have moved their location because of crime committed against people, tourists, and I mean, and I love the city. It's a beautiful city, but I mean, I feel safer going to Chicago. I was in Tribeca, Manhattan, and I felt completely safe walking around in ways that I haven't in San Francisco for a while. Yeah, so it's really sad.
It is mm-hmm. sad, and it's we were laughing because now it was the sights and sounds of the city, and now it's the sights and sounds and smells.
Yeah,
and oh my God, it's a constant thing as you walk from mm-hmm. place to place. We had a really good time, but I could certainly see, and we were probably choosing to ignore some of that because we were bound and determined that we were not going to be impacted so much by it. We did a lot of Ubering and Lyft, and it was a good time, but certainly you can't avoid the fact that there's an element there that they have a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately are unwilling to do much about it. They want us to just tolerate it, and they kind of encourage all of that other stuff that's going on and keep making allowances for it. And I mean, are you serious? They're putting out paths that say don't go on this street because of they have maps to where you can walk and where you can't because of the human defecation. Mm-hmm. That's pretty sad when you've acknowledged to the point it's just there. It's
you're advising your tourists not to go down there.
In those areas. Exactly. But, boy, that's a subject that we probably don't want to get into too deep because I can't even imagine the things that are going to come out of this new governor and this new legislature. I think that, the things that they're going come up with are just going to come. I mean, one of the new laws, I think this is interesting. We were taking a poll on whether the places that we were going, whether they were going to continue to give straws. I was just reading that straw thing is full service restaurants can't give out straws in the state of California as of January
1st. Oh, so fast food places are fine.
And bars.
Yeah, and bars.
Okay. If you stop and think about it.
So full service restaurants can't give them out, period?
They can't unless they're asked for.
Okay.
You have to ask for a straw if you want one. And if they give you one without you asking for it, that's a major penalty.
Hmm.
So, I don't know.
Interesting.
So, let's look at some more of the bill.
Okay.
On the wildfire issues, one stipulation of this wide-ranging bill by Napa State Senator Bill Dodd would give state utility regulators the power to pass along a utility's wildfires recovery costs to the customer. The bill states those costs must be just and reasonable, but does not elaborate further. So this is Senate Bill 901, which passes on those costs of the utilities to the ratepayers.
In other words, if they have to rebuild towers and things like that,
rather than the utility and their shareholders, as in the past, having to foot the bill for those major investments, now going to be the ratepayers.
A little response to some recent incidents. Mm-hmm. Your PG&E bill is about to become staggering.
Well, and I think that's accurate, but I'm offended, I will tell you. They have not proven and haven't even done the investigation to prove it, haven't even really made the accusation that PG&E, in fact, was responsible for the campfire. There is speculation to that effect. I am so offended by the constant onslaught of ads from the attorneys trying to hire people to sue PG&E. That's part of the reason that your bill is going to be what it is.
Yeah.
They haven't proven anything yet. All of these attorney's fees that are going to be paid and for lawsuits that can't even really legitimately be filed yet.
Oh, they're filing them left and right. Class actions. I mean, look at all those ads on TV.
Even
on the radio, too.
Yeah.
That's what makes me crazy, though. But this is a cost that we don't need to have. Again, we're going to bear the weight of that as the ratepayers. Wait until they've proven they did something wrong before you start filing all these lawsuits.
Yeah.
Yep. They come out of the woodwork.
The litigation. It costs us a ton of money. The other thing, if we're just a bit of a rant, I was listening to something the other day, and they were talking about all of the things that are still going to be free under all of these things. This is free, and that's free, and I wanted to scream. Does everybody understand that nothing is free?
There's an old acronym, 10-STEFL. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
There you go. Nothing is free. Someone has to pay for everything in one way or another. Mm-hmm. We used to do it with a barter system. We used to do it with – there isn't anything that's free. And if the government is paying for it, then that means you and me, taxpayers, are the ones paying for it. The government doesn't have any money. Never has had any money. It's our money.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't understand how people keep thinking that anything is free.
Well, even my daughter this year, she's down in San Luis Obispo, which is a pretty liberal area, liberal, you know, coastal college town where Cal Poly is. And she voted for the first time there. She's always been absentee from Shasta County, but she goes, I'm living here now. I've been here 2 years. I want to vote in my own county because there's propositions affecting, you know, things locally and statewide. And so she's reading me, you know, and some of the statewide propositions. And she, you know, it sounds good. You know, let's help this class of people. Let's do this for people. And I would say, so who do you think's paying for that? Where does that come from? And, you know, there was the one proposition about oxygen and having private or maybe no, it was the not oxygen. It was the dialysis clinics, private dialysis clinics having to do certain things, private dialysis clinics. And I said, now be careful, Jessica, that's a slippery slope when you're telling a private business how they need to operate and how they need to price things. I said, do you want someone coming into my business and saying, here, you're just too expensive. People can't afford you. They're not looking at my numbers. They're not looking at what I pay my people. They're not looking at workers' comp and minimum wage and taxes. They're just going to come in the state and tell me what I can charge. And she and her eyes just got really big. I said, you know, you need to read the fine print on all this stuff because, A, the money's coming from somebody, and it's a slippery slope when you're deciding what private businesses are allowed to do. There was like a rent control one. And I said, so do you want people telling me what I can pay or charge someone if I have a property? You know, you've got to watch, you know, just, and you've taught me this a lot, Trish, you know, when that overreaching starts happening, sooner or later it's going to come knocking at your door.
Unanticipated consequences.
Although
in some cases they are anticipated because the intent is to drive a business under.
That's exactly right. And I am a strict constitutionalist. I so believe that we need to get back to following the very basic part. Our government was set up to control what government could do and how far reaching it could be. That was the whole point. It has turned into controlling what the people can do. And to heck with what government can do anything they want. And we're all of our emphasis is now on what the people can do. And that's not what our Constitution
right.
was
are
about.
Are you saying that public servant is now an oxymoron?
Pretty much.
And take away personal responsibility.
That's
you know,
exactly
I mean, we have personal
right.
responsibility. So.
Yeah, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
You know you make me roll up, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah, 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 yeah.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense, action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial art. Cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fight. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center, Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading, The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
After hearing the commercial, I just had to roll the song.
I love it, love it. Okay, and welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. It's Thursday morning. It's 8:36. It's 52 degrees outside. We're looking for a high today of 55 and a low of 43. And the weather updates, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-45-3793.
We're just kind of ranting.
We are. We're just kind of going off on different subjects. If you've got something that you'd like to talk to us about or a subject that you'd be interested in discussing, give us a call at 605-4567. I've been looking at some of the new legislation that's been going to come in. I like the one about the full service restaurants can no longer give dinner plastic straws unless they are asked for them. We did kind of a poll when we were in San Francisco because I didn't know that was just full service restaurants, and all of the adult beverage operations indicated they were not paying any attention to any of that. They were putting straws in glasses, so that's going to be interesting if they try
to
extend
that. The next
thing
will be outlawing little paper umbrellas. You know.
Who the heck knows? Okay, this one I found another one of those slippery slopes because we seem to have. In my mind, a real onslaught on our law enforcement officials and what they can and can't do. So this is SB 1421, and it some police officers' personnel records and investigations that law enforcement agencies make into their officers are now public record. This law, which is retroactive, applies to situations in which an officer discharges their gun, seriously injures a person, or is found to have committed a sexual assault or perjury.
They can pull their personnel records. So what if the shooting is warranted?
Well, that's the slippery slope. And how much of that information in their personnel records, which are supposed to be, I mean, personnel records, generally speaking, are sacrosanct. We don't even talk about, as a public official, you can't talk about personnel records or personnel issues they're private.
Mm-hmm.
And now to open this up seems like a real bad step to be able to go into their personnel record.
And then what's next? Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. AB 748, and this is effective July 1st. Police will be required to release video and audio recordings of incidents in which an officer discharges their gun or kills or seriously injures someone. This law, which is retroactive, covers the release of police body cameras, dashboard cams, 9/11 calls, surveillance footage collected by officers, and more. Such records will be available 45 days after the incident, with some exceptions. That's another real slippery slope. If you've ever watched the footage of these things, there, so much of it is subject to...
This is not Hollywood. It's light, dark, light, dark, light, dark, you know, and jumble and nothing.
And a lot of it you can't see clearly. You can make so many assumptions mm-hmm. about what you saw and what you didn't. Sometimes they look at this footage forever and ever and ever trying to determine, can they see the gun? Can they see mm-hmm. this? Can they see that? And all of the experts cannot make a conclusion based on a lot of this footage and or 911 calls. Did they really say that? What did they say? This background noise, all of those things. And now you're going to release this, all of this stuff to the media.
Armchair quarterbacking it.
And armchair quarterback and coming up with, I mean, we know.
Won't have a split second to make that decision. They will be able to look, because they are looking for something to blame on the officer. Mm-hmm. It's ludicrous.
Do you remember, did you see the movie Sully, the guy that had
yes.
to land the plane? And remember how they kept trying to recreate that, and they were able to land it safely. And finally he says, you're not using the information I had. You know what happened. You know what hit the plane. You need to do it exactly as it happened to me.
Yeah.
And I think that goes to this point, is like when you're in the car, when you've got the call, you've maybe heard of what the suspect has done. He's known to law enforcement. You're in a scenario. I mean, these men and women putting their lives on the line every day in this moment, with visibility issues, issues of what they can hear or not hear, and what we can hear or not hear by watching. I mean, God forbid somebody rewatch my day and some of the decisions I make in my work life, and they may have differences that I could have had, things I could have done differently.
But after they've had that time to think about it
right.
When you make those snap decisions, was to do it like, I love that, Sully.
Right.
With the information that I had at that moment on the thing, and these are, you know, split decisions that these officers have to make. I really hate these new laws that are coming in that are impacting I think what's going to happen in my mind is that police officers, public safety people are going to become so cautious about doing anything that they're going to perhaps mentally get to the point where they just, is that a call I want to take?
Mm-hmm.
Do I really want to go there that quickly? Because I can't act when I get there.
Well, you know, it's interesting because on the heels of this discussion, when we came back from Panama, we landed in LAX, and we've got, you know, a lot of different folks on the plane, travelers that are not citizens. We're all, you know, all coming in to get off the plane. We come into the airport. We come down a flight of stairs, and there's no doors open, and they hadn't opened the doors to the agents to the passport or to the customs agents yet. So we're all kind of backing up into this space. And one guy gets a little jumpy and decides to just push the door open when it clearly says, do not open this, da da da. And there's an agent standing there that says, we're not opening the doors yet. Well, this guy pushes on it. Well, then an alarm starts going off. Beep. Now he can't open the doors because now the security has to come clear the alarm that this guy set off.
Oh, wow.
So everyone's coming down these stairs. The alarm's going off. The escalator is still going. People are just backing up into this small space. And someone goes, we just can't stay here all day. We have rights. What if we have to use the bathroom? And I mean, it was literally 2 minutes. And people were, and my boyfriend and I are standing there, and it was like this lady's holding her daughter's hand. She has to go to the bathroom. We have rights. You can't just keep us here. I mean, literally,
oh
it was 3 minutes, and the alarm's going off. One guy puts his hand over the alarm, which the gate guy's going, please don't cover the alarm. We need to be able to hear those alarms. They, you know, and I mean, it was literally maybe 5 or 6 minutes before the security guy could come clear the alarm so we could get through the doors to get it to customs. But just watching people,
mob mentality.
Totally. Over, and by the way, this guy, this gate agent did nothing wrong. Somebody else pushed the door, set off the alarm. Well, now he can't let us out. But when they're coming down the stairs, they didn't know all of that that had happened. So then they start to yell, and we have rights, and you can't just keep us here, and this is unacceptable. And, I mean, and I was just thinking, you know, and just the thinking of folks. And so when, back to your law enforcement thing, is when you go into these scenarios and people are so entitled that their rights and this and that and the other, and you've got this person saying, you need to stand here, please.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't tell me, you know, no, I need you to stand here, please, so I know I'm safe, and you're standing right here while I investigate this over here. And it's just, I don't know that I would feel safe going into a scenario like that, law enforcement-wise, that someone's going to really listen to you and obey the commands in that moment.
And that is the problem, because mm-hmm. just like we have rights, and we want to do this, and we have gone through a whole process, and we're starting it with our children in school, where no one has the right to be an authoritative figure anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers are not allowed to make rules and enforce them with our children, because they can't touch them, they can't yell at them, they can't punish them, they can't do anything. And so a child that goes into the class says, I don't want to do what you want me to do, there isn't anything the teacher can do to enforce his control.
Mm-hmm.
In these situations, that's where you get this mob mentality.
It was a little bit scary. I was kind of like, you know, there was one guy, his wife was trying to shush him, and he was getting mad at her, and he was yelling at the agent, and why are we still, you know, and I'm just thinking, oh, this could go, you know, we're kind of to the side.
Really,
like, yeah,
this
could turn really bad. We've all been on a flight for 6 hours. You know, we're all ready to get off. I agree. But by the way, by the time we got down to the bags weren't even out. So it was like, you know, that 5 minutes did not kill anybody. You know, we were totally fine. You know,
but
you know, you've got an international flight coming in, and someone sets off an alarm. You know, they're going to they're going to have to come clear that first before they let you in. But anyway, it was pretty interesting.
That is interesting. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back for our final segment.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship.
Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Nice way to end the show.
Yes.
Come in with a nice, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. How about you?
Like a tequila sunrise or something.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State Free Fire Radio, and you're listening to Clark and Clark this morning. We've had a good time just talking about a lot of different things, and we decided this last segment, we really want to talk about a little bit about this whole situation with the government shutdown. Not specifically on that, because I'm just say it right out. I hope he holds strong, and I think we can live through the shutdown, and I hope he does not cave. We need to get this settled once and for all. And really what I'd like to focus on, Sharon, is this whole thing about immigration. I so believe in immigration, legal immigration into our country, and certainly we have so many citizens, and I have a lot of friends who've gone through the legal immigration process into the United States, are proud citizens of the United States, and absolutely feel stronger than you or I do about this border situation.
Mm-hmm.
They want people coming into this country, but they need to come in legally. No other country allows people to come into their country and have rights. Go into Mexico and tell them you have a right.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find, or any other country for that matter, you have no. They don't have rights just because they're standing on our soil.
Well, let me tell you something. When we were in Panama, one of the acquaintances of the group I was with had let his passport expire. He had a Canadian passport and was in Panama for a couple years. And right after we left, the Pope is coming to Panama. So they were checking out some of these kind of divier hotels where he lived. And they picked him up, and he's been in a Panamanian jail. And he can pay $3,000 fine. You have to pay $25 per month, I think, since it's been expired. You got to get an attorney. He's got 7 days to do blankety blank once he gets out, or they ship him back to Canada. So this is what we would consider kind of a third world country. Has logistics about that you can't be there.
That's it. And what's wrong with that? I mean, it's a privilege to be a United States citizen. If you come here and you want to offer and you want to integrate into our society, we are anxious to have you. But for us to, as a society, say that anybody can come in here, not integrate, not become part of our system, not even make any effort to become a citizen, and be afforded all of the rights that we get as citizens, is not right. I found it really interesting while this time I spent in San Francisco, because we did a lot of Ubering and Lyft and moving around, mm-hmm. and every one of the drivers that we had was from another country.
Mm-hmm.
They all were clean cut. They all came here. Some of them were in the process of becoming citizens. Some of them were not. But I found it interesting that there was from all of these other countries. What is it about they want to come to this awful country, the United States, which the media keeps telling us we are?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that all these people want to come to this awful country if, in fact, we're not the best country?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have a right to be proud of what we've created as the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm welcoming for anybody to come in here. But by golly, they got to come in and they've got to assimilate. They've got to become a part of our United States. And when in Rome, do as the Romans do. We speak English. We have laws. You have to abide by them. You don't get to come in and burn our flag and wave yours and get all of the benefits of being in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. And I really have no problem with people respecting the cultures that they came from and bringing in their traditions. But I don't think you need to disrespect ours to honor yours.
No.
And that's the change. You know, if you want to fly your own flag, I mean, I fly your flag, do your prayers, go to your churches, have your religious beliefs, but just don't espouse ours. You know, that's the thing. Is like, I feel like you don't need to disrespect us to garner respect for your choices.
Well, and that's exactly right. That's, you know, we have an issue now, and I think this is going to be a bigger issue as time goes on. We have a lot of people who are of the Muslim faith that are being elected to office in the United States of America. I see a real conflict there, because if you read the Islamic law, if you read the Quran, you will know that you cannot support fully the Quran and the Constitution of the United States of America. You can't do it. That has got to present a problem as for an elected official.
I refrained earlier from mentioning Congresswoman Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, that whack job.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
You just have to look at the face of it. And I'm not casting aspersions on the Muslim population. I'm not doing any of that. I am simply pointing out that if you read thoroughly the Constitution of the United States and or the state of California, and you read the Quran and the Islamic law, you cannot follow both. It's impossible. They are in direct contradiction of each other. And so when you have an elected official who has taken an oath when they were sworn into office in the United States to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America and the state of California, you can't do it if you're taking that oath on the Quran.
If you're practicing and that's your belief system.
And we've had several people across, you know, city councils. In fact, I would say if you want to get that thought process going, we have several small cities that are in some kind of trouble and having questions now because they have majority Muslim elected officials, and there's some interesting stories out there.
A person for whom I otherwise had a great deal of respect made some comment about, well, everything will be fine once we dismantle this horrid capitalist system. And came to a screeching halt, and I said, first of all, where has that ever, ever worked?
Never. Hasn't. Yeah. Hasn't. And the secret behind this United States is the fact that we have our Constitution. We were formed as a republic, not a democracy. We are a republic. It's worked. You can go through any place where there's a democracy, and you can look at every country that's practiced that and or gone to the socialist or anything. Mm-hmm. They don't work. They don't work for a reason.
And those folks, like you said, are still coming here.
And everybody's, you know, trying to come into
this republic.
The grass
ain't always greener, but it's just as hard to mow.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to use it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just kind of find it interesting that this coming year, I don't know where the end of this closure of the government. And I certainly have empathy for the government employees. I think they could make this a whole lot easier if they'd pull if in order to have these closures, they would pull the paychecks of the legislators, non retroactive and they just didn't get paid while they didn't have it. I think that would solve it sooner than quicker than anything else.
Hit them in the pocketbook.
Absolutely. You don't get your salary and you don't get it back retroactively for the time that you've got the government closed. That might incline them to move
that
a little
idea,
faster.
Get in there and do your job, elected officials.
That's right.
Exactly, because now they can moan and wail. I find it so interesting that for the first time now these people are all concerned about these employees of the government that are now not getting their paychecks. They will get them, and I don't belittle the fact. I mean, we've all been there where we live from paycheck to paycheck and can't make a mortgage payment because you're not getting your paycheck. And I do understand that. And I am sorry for those people.
Well, my wife just retired and it's making things a little tight.
Yeah. When you miss a paycheck, absolutely. It makes a difference. So, I feel sorry for them. They will get their money back because everything will be retroactive after that. So it's still a good thing,
it's going to be an interesting, 2019. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing what progress is made.
Well, and I will say to you that I thought 2018 was pretty incredible with all the things that this administration was able to accomplish, not unreported by the mass media, but he got a lot done with everybody against him. And I'm looking forward to a good year this year. We thank you for joining us this morning.
Great to see you, Trish.
Great to see you, Sharon. We'll do this again next month.
Sounds good. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, everyone, and we sign out.
Back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.